Australian grain growers are tipped to, don't worry about Australia, I want to know what's happening in Victoria.
Yeah.
Their biggest winter crop on record. I've just been down the bush and the growth is extraordinary. In fact, people who've been on the land, their families have been on the land for over 100 years, say it's unprecedented. Brett Hosking, Victorian farmer, chairman of the grain growers. Brett, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us.
The Australian newspaper article refers to Australian grain growers. What's the story for Victorian grain growers?
Look, Victorian grain growers are doing really, really well this year. We've had a bit of frosting down in parts of the Wimmera, but it's not as widespread as we initially thought, which is good news. And the growers have just taken advantage of weather opportunities whenever they've arisen. Hasn't been the ideal season. But our growers are extremely skillful and they've produced a cracking crop. So quality's good, yield's good, and let's hope we can get it off in the next few weeks.
So, Brett, tell us the top three grains grown in Victoria.
Wheat will always be king. It will always be number one in terms of volume. Barley's a close second. Then we start to move into crops like canola and lentils, both of which lentils have sort of risen in prominence thanks to some good market opportunities. And they're particularly well-suited to our Victorian growing conditions, so we're seeing a fair bit of them coming as well.
Where are the market opportunities for lentils?
Into the subcontinent, so Pakistan, India, those type of countries. Changing food trends as well is really important. We're seeing a lot more people starting to, we even on my place start to have the odd lentil salad and that sort of thing. Something that I never had as a kid.
We were asking a question off air. Would there be the farmland of Victoria? Would there be more grazing or more cropping?
Oh, the best ground goes for cropping. I've got to say that as a grain grower. probably a bit of a mix. A lot of cropping farmers also run a few sheep or a few cattle. We run a few merino ewes on our place, and kind of love my sheep. So. Yeah, I think it's they're very complementary industries, so they work really, really closely together.
And Brett, how's selling into China going?
China's it's a challenge at the moment, particularly with barley. That being said, we've had some really good opportunities for a lot of our Australian wheat into China, a lot of our Australian canola's gone into China. They're such a close neighbour, and we know they're a country that wakes up every morning thinking, geez, where's our next lot of food going to come from? We're a country that wakes up and thinks, gee, where are we going to get rid of some of this food? Yeah. So it makes sense for us to be close trading partners. It's just we need to get over some of these differences of opinion that we've got going on at the moment.
I know that the cattle farmers are getting extraordinary prices and have had three great farming seasons in a row. Is that true of grain as well?
It is, yeah. Look, commodity prices in general are really, really strong. The Northern Hemisphere copped a bit of a belting, and we've all been there, so we know what it's like to have, drought years and tough seasons. But fortunately, Australia is having a bit better year this year, and our Northern Hemisphere colleagues are doing it a bit tougher, but that's creating some real opportunities in terms for pretty much all commodities at the moment, which is exciting.
Nice to hear you doing so well, Brett Hosking, Chairman of Grain Growers.